All hail the champions, they're with me now. We can have a chat a little bit about last season. What did you think of last season?
Well, I joined late January and obviously we're pushing for the cup and obviously top of the league. So yeah, I joined at a really good time and we went on to win them. So I got myself a double and a few lads obviously got the treble last season. So it was a brilliant season really.
How did you find the level of Welsh Premier League against these sides? How did you think that the Welsh Premier League's come on? I mean, there were a couple of results which didn't go your way.
Yeah, well, obviously the league is getting better. There's getting more interest in it, so more teams are attracting good players. And I think you can see by the end of this season, more teams are getting a bit more money behind them. Obviously, going well in Europe, and yeah, it's getting a lot better, I think.
And then turning to Europe, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I played the first three games, I think, and got injured in the Applewell one, which is disappointing. I missed the away one, the one I really wanted to play in, but. Yeah, it was disappointing, but I think, you know, we did really well, you know, to hold them to 0-0, you know, it's some feat that, and yeah, it kind of, the deflection kind of killed our kind of momentum where, you know, if that doesn't go in, you know, we could hopefully stay out and make it extra time, but, you know, the lads did really well, so everyone can hold their heads up high.
Coming back to the Trepenne first leg, the second leg going over there, obviously a win was what was needed. There was a good, strong performance in the away leg. Obviously the draw made you had to work like that, I suppose, from the home leg.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we played the best at home. So, you know, I had a bit of pressure on us. They had the away goal. So if they sneaked one, it could have been completely different. So to out there in the heat, under circumstances, you know, to get three goals out there, you know, it was a convincing performance.
What sort of preparation was that for Applewell? I mean, Applewell are a level higher on the pitch, but playing, I don't know, San Marino team, maybe the conditions were more in your favour?
To be honest, it was just as hot, I think, in San Marino as to Applewell, but obviously, I think Applewell are, you know, completely different kettle of fish. So, yeah, it was just a great experience with all the lads, you know, and I'm watching it from the state, you know. It was just to watch all the atmosphere, it was superb.
So, next season's upon us. What's the plan?
I think defend the treble's got to be the aim from the beginning of the season. Obviously, we go into to the season with that aim, and hopefully we can try and defend that, yeah.
To get to a treble, personally, what do you feel you need to do with your game to make that better?
I think just improve. Everyone's trying to improve day in, day out. Obviously, we all got weaknesses. We all try to improve as much as we can. And try to improve for next year, I think, yeah.
People come in, people come out. There's sort of new faces flying around TNS. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, we signed a centre midfielder, John Routledge. Centre back, is it? Steve Saunders and a young lad from QPR. So, you know, John settled in. He's played the four games, you know, he settled in really well. I think Steve played the away game, he come on. You know, it's hard to get in the side because it's obviously when you're winning a lot and playing a lot, it's hard to get in, but it'll take time and for them to get used to it. And obviously the young lad, he'll take a bit longer, I think, to develop as a player. And, you know, hopefully he can strengthen our squad.
And for you, in terms of personal achievements, what are you looking to do more of next season?
More goals, mate, you know, whatever, just anything to help the team out, a bit extra, just go out there and then hopefully win the treble again. But, you know, I think Ballarun is a little bit closer and, you know, we've got to make that extra step to make us even better next season.
Do you get a sense that there are other teams breathing down the neck now?
Oh, yeah, teams always strengthen, don't they? So I think Connors Quay looking strong again this year, they're really, really going for it. Ballarun again, but there's more teams that strengthen, you know, the Cardiff Met, I've heard, you know, they'd be good. But we've just got to go out there and do our thing and hopefully, you know, we can push for the treble again.
And Ryan, what's your aims for the next season?
I play as well as I can and, yeah, get more goals personally. I think I only got two towards the end of the season, but obviously it took me a bit of time to settle in and get used to where the lads play. But, yeah, I think this season I just need to push on and get more goals, really.
We've heard a lot from the guys about strength in depth. There have been other players, always some other player that can come in. How easy is it to bond as a team when you've got that option of all other players?
Well, yeah, obviously, I haven't got injured, and obviously, Christian Sargent just stepped in, and we know that obviously we've got that strength, so we always know that we're going to go into a game as strong as possible, really. That's what's good, and it keeps keeps competition alive between you, because if you're just playing, you know, no one's really going to take your place. You might drop your stands a bit, but they know if you're playing rubbish, really, someone will just come in and you probably won't get in the team for another 5-6 weeks. So it is really good, yeah.
And, of course, this year you're being brought into this Iron Brew Cup in Scotland as well later on in the season. You'll be playing Scottish teams. Are you guys looking forward to that?
Yeah, well, we played 2 in pre-season. It was a good test. Obviously, we weren't as fit as we normally are, but it was a good test. We played Hart and Aberdeen, I think it was, and they were really good, and it'll be good to play against like a different opponent, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must help towards what you'll do in the league and what you'll do in Europe, because then you're facing another set of clubs from another country and you get to play different football.
Well, yeah, you play like the same teams 3 or 4 times a season here, so you do sort of, you know what you're going to get, whereas that'll change up a little bit. We have to do like more work off the field and obviously look at their tactics, and because you do know, obviously you play Connell's Quay and you know what you're going to get, you play Landudno, you know what you're going to get, but playing teams like that, it's a different test, really.
And another thing that's come up is there's going to be Sunday games this season. You guys are obviously sort of 7-day, 24/7 operation. So what's the feeling on Sunday football?
I think it's just more to get the league a bit more known, I think. And obviously the games, I think there'll be a lot more games on TV and whatever. So, yeah, we train pretty much every day anyway, so we'll be used to it. It's just more the other lads who are a bit more part-time, might be a bit different for them, but we are used to training every day, yeah.
Well, gents, all the best for the season. Hope you enjoy it as well, which is probably the most important thing sometimes. Thanks for being on the podcast. Thank you.